problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
Hey, folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I just wanted to tell you quickly about NTT Fitness and NTTFitness.com. That is a full health mecca. I tell you what, located in Pinellas Park, you got group fitness classes, you got a gymnasium, you got people that will hold you accountable for your own fitness goals, and they have an excellent meal prep service. Now, I know you can cook your own food. I get it. You know how to do it. Wouldn't it be nice to have some variety, though, and it's delivered right to your door? You can get your entire Sunday back. You don't have to worry about it. It shows up on Sunday night, and then you just put it in the fridge, and you got food for the week. It is awesome. I've been using it for a few weeks, and I absolutely love it. I want you to try it out. Use code LEVELUP15. That's the homemade broadcast code at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first order, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Rob Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the homemade broadcast.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hi, everybody. This is Eugenie Bondurant. I play Tigress in The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2, and you're listening to The Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the homemade broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. What the hell happened to the music? Oh, there it goes. Hit it too soon, you fool. Hello. Welcome to the show. I hope you're fine. My foot is freaking killing me. I don't know what the hell I did to my goddamn foot. I ran on Monday. I'm recording this on a Wednesday. Foot was a little tender on Tuesday, but I was fine. And I was like, I'll go run when I get home on Tuesday evening. And then by that time, I can't walk on my foot now. So it's been two whole days of intense pain. And I have my setup here where I record is a standing unit in my, I guess, living room. If you could call it that. I don't know if that's fair to call it that, but that's what it is. And I'm currently looking like a flamingo holding my foot up because I can't put any weight on it. So I'm really hoping I didn't break my foot because I don't have health insurance, and that would not be good. No, that wouldn't be good. I had a friend who broke his foot one time, and he had to get one of those stupid-ass scooter things. He had to get a cast. Not a cast, but like a boot. That you wear, he had to wear that, and then he had to go around on the scooter for a period of time. That just looks like hell on earth. Crutches, I could deal with for a week or two, but I don't want to do the damn scooter and the boot. Showering with that thing is a catastrophe. I can only imagine what the smell would be like after a few weeks with just your nasty foot in there, all moist and collecting mold or whatever else is in there, your dead skin cells. So let's just pray to God. Actually, it feels a little better today. I think I'm fine. I'm not really worried about it. I wouldn't worry about it. I'm not really worried about it. I think it's getting better. If you head over to hmbradio.com right now, click the news tab. There's a blog that was put up earlier this week about a lunatic who was caught doing some very disturbing things to ice cream. So you can read about that over there. There's HMB Sides. That's a podcast that you can only find on hmbradio.com and on the iTunes Stitcher podcast feed. I think this podcast is pretty much anywhere you can download podcasts you can get. So if you would do that, just put in HMB Radio, all one word, Tampa Bay. Click the subscribe button. Give it 5 stars. Only takes a second. Really helps me out. And I appreciate you taking the time to do it. This podcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa, T-R-U-V-Y, Truvy Salon and Spa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Chrissy is doing your hair, and she's loving every minute of it. I got to tell you the truth. She'll do men's hair, ladies' hair, them, theys, any pronoun you use. She will definitely do your hair, so make sure you make your appointment today. St. Petersburg's, no, Tampa Bay's best salon, in my point of view. Hey, I'm just one man, but I think it's true. TruvySalonAndSpa.com. So it's getting to be the rainy season. Storm season's coming pretty soon. I think there's already a storm out in the Gulf right now that hit earlier. I think it hit, when I'm recording this, it's out. I'm trying to make it seem like this is happening now, but it's a fruitless task. When I'm recording this, there's a storm that's coming up, and it'll probably hit, like, Louisiana, Texas already. Pretty crazy. So St. Pete's got to worry about the water, because that's been an ongoing issue for many years now. Over 1 billion gallons of raw sewage have been pumped out into the Gulf so far, accidentally, I would assume, and some on purpose. Here's the deal. If it's between dumping the sewage into the Gulf or dumping it, coming up through our, you know, toilets and showers, go ahead and dump it in the Gulf, guys. I have no problem doing that. But it is a problem. Obviously, it needs to be worked on, and it is being worked on is my understanding, but I also don't really know what I'm talking about. So as far as I know, it's in the process of being fixed. But already, this from Colin Wolf, my arch nemesis over at Creative Loafing. I fought with him earlier this week. He doesn't follow me on Twitter, but he'll stalk me. So anytime I put out an article now, well, this has just happened once, actually. I put out the article about the lunatic with the ice cream, and he's giving me crap about it, trying to troll me about it, which is really funny. How great is it going to be when we end up like best friends? That's what I think is going to happen. We're going to hate each other to the point where, and criticize each other, where it's just going to overlap, and then we're going to become friends. I can't wait for that day. Officials with the city of St. Petersburg say that roughly 1,500 gallons of raw sewage bubbled out of a manhole earlier this week, adding to the literal billion gallons of crap already spilled into the local waterways. A spill occurred after a line blockage from an unknown material caused the manhole to shoot out 1,500 gallons of wastewater. According to a city wastewater and discharge notification, the sewage then flowed into a nearby stormwater catch basin. The city says the blockage has been cleared and repairs will be made. While 1,500 gallons, oh my God, I'm sorry if you have to listen to me read out loud sometimes. gallons of sewage may seem like a drop in the ocean. This is just the latest chapter of the St. Petersburg long and storied battle with poo water that actually goes back over 30 years. But the most famous event occurred in 2017 when the city agreed to spend $326 million in repairs after it was discovered that 200 million gallons of wastewater was dumped into local waterways between 2015 and 2016. In total, Florida Departments of Environmental Protection estimated that at least 1 billion gallons were spilled during that time period. So that's bad. Obviously, we need to do something about that. And like I said, I think it's happening. I don't know. But now, all of a sudden, I don't know if these are related, but it's got to have something to do with it, right? Now everybody's getting flesh-eating bacteria on the beach. The latest case that I read about today was a Port Charlotte woman gets flesh-eating bacteria in her foot at a Florida beach. This lady's never thought it would happen to her. She says, after all, she's been to the beach a million times. If you've been to the beach a million times and you finally got flesh-eating bacteria, it's pretty good odds. Not too bad. She describes it as her favorite place in the world. A week before 4th of July, the Port Charlotte woman decided to try out a new spot. She visited Manasota Beach just south of Venice. For the first time, she was excited to enjoy her time in the water. She said she thought nothing of a small cut on her foot the size of a pinhole, and it had already scabbed over and was healing when she got in the water. That's all it took. That was Saturday. By Tuesday, her foot was red and infected. She even joked with friends that she might have flesh-eating bacteria, never thinking that could actually be true. By Thursday, that was on July 4th, her foot was so swollen and in so much pain, she couldn't walk. Oh my God, what if I have flesh-eating bacteria? That's what my symptoms are. I can't walk on it, I got a sore foot. I got to check my, oh my God, wouldn't that be hilarious? Leanne had to go to the hospital and was shocked by the diagnosis from Bayfront Health, Port Charlotte. She says, yeah, you got flesh-eating bacteria there, Leanne, and it's known as necrotizing fasciitis. Leanne was told that she needed immediate surgery to have part of her foot removed. She says that she asked a nurse what caused this and was told group A streptococcus. She remains in the hospital and told WFLA, I'm with family. I'm still in the hospital. I hardly have time to breathe. Thank you for your patience. There's been progress, and she issued a following warning in part on her Facebook page, and it's all in capital letters. I'm assuming she's a boomer because she types like one. Be careful, my friends. I had a scab on my foot. Didn't think anything of it. It became infected and swollen. I joked about it for 3 days. Guess you shouldn't joke, haha. So with that being said, I'm warning all my friends from Sarasota to Port Charlotte, be careful. Because I guess she wanted to, you know, exclaim it. She wanted to make sure everybody heard it. So I don't know if the sewage dump billion gallons of poop just from here. I know every city in Pinellas County has had problems with raw sewage being pumped into the water. If it has anything to do with it, sure as hell can't help, though, right? So I don't know. So be careful if you're out there. You're a maniac if you're going in the water anyways. There's sharks in there and creatures that want you dead. They're not coming up here on land to hang out with us. We should leave their habitat alone, too. Just enjoy the sand, enjoy the water rolling in, and find a friend with a pool. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line here. HMBradio.com is the website. If you want some stickers and good stuff like that, contact me at thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man on Twitter and Instagram, and Radio St. Pete is Radio St. S-T. Pete, P-E-T-E, Radio St. Pete, easy enough. And on, of course, on Facebook, HMB Radio, all one word, and Radio St. Pete is Radio St. Pete. So make sure you like those pages. Keep in contact. Let's hang.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSt.Pete.com.
This week in bedtime, I had some time to hang out in bed with you. Yeah, it was very nice. I hope you enjoyed yourself, and you will enjoy yourself again. We talked a little bit about little things that just annoy you. And if there's any little things that annoy you, and you know that they shouldn't, really, you shouldn't put too much thought into these things, 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. I'd like to hear about them. So let's listen to this week's bedtime right here on the Homemade Broadcast. Ooh, did you hear that? It's raining. Thundering. Lightning. The world is more complicated than it's ever been. And common sense, as we know, is not common. I had a two frustrating things that really bothered me. Two little things that shouldn't bother anybody, but they bothered me really bad. People's presumption that they know better than nature. So I'm in the park doing my run. I hurt my foot somehow, probably from being too fat to run. But I'm doing my run, and I see this middle-aged couple, probably late 40s, walking their dog in the park, as people do. And they already bothered me earlier in the run, because I saw them on the first lap. And sometimes people just don't move. Like, I kind of look as a sidewalk as a two-way street, you know? You keep on the right side and or the left side, depending on which direction you're going, of how we drive here in America. And sometimes people just don't move. They'll walk side by side. And I don't know, I just feel like if you're walking in the wrong side, you should move behind the other person that you're walking with for a second, and then you go back over on the other side. Now, of course, you know, one person can go over into the grass. Yeah, I know. But I feel like you shouldn't have to. It's a road, you know? Just move over. And these people didn't do that, so that already annoyed me. I had to go in the grass around them. No big deal, no big deal, but come on. Also, I admit I might be wrong on that. I don't know. I just feel like that's always been the case. So I was already annoyed. And then I'm catching them on the way back on the other side, and I got my headphones in, so I can't really hear this lady, but she says something to me. And I kind of just keep walking, and her husband's a little farther down looking at a pair of ducks probably 20 feet away that are either fighting or gonna bang soon. My guess is they're gonna bang, because I've seen, you know, little ducklings all around the park. It's just that time of year where ducks bang and get it on. And as Louis C.K. brilliantly pointed out in a great bit of his, that pretty much all animal sex is rape. It's just the male holds the lady down and just does stuff to her against her will. Or she's playing hard to get. Who knows? But I got the feeling that that was what was happening here, is it was just some mating dance that they were doing. And or they might have been fighting. And even then, you know, maybe they needed to fight. They had to get it. They had to get it out. They had to get it over with, whatever they were going through. And the husband walks over and starts clapping his hands real loud and breaks the ducks up. And you go, dude, what are you doing? You just, number one, either cheated the world of little adorable ducklings that were going to be born. I don't know how long a duck's gestation period is, but in a few weeks or months or whatever it is, or you just ruined a territorial battle that they're going to have to fight again later when you leave. What's the point of doing that? Because it makes him feel better. It makes his wife feel better because she doesn't want to see the ducks fight, even though they're probably going to bang. But they don't understand, and he felt good doing that, and I'm sure she was very happy that he did that. He broke up that duck banging session. Common sense, man. We don't have it. Another one, the modern day idiot test that's around. Did you see the friggin' Publix coupon that was spreading around on Facebook this week? Mostly by older folks, I would say. But I saw more than a few of my friends post the same coupon. It's a fake coupon, obviously. It's got like some weird URL, Publix dot something or else dot NL. And people just eat this stuff up. They just are so gullible. It's a modern day idiot test. So you could tell which one of your friends are dumb if they post that or not. And I was shocked to find out, not really shocked, that a lot of my friends are dumb. So, yeah, I saw like FLA and Bay News 9 had to put out a post saying, no, this isn't real, guys. They're not offering you $75 off $80 or more spent
Why would they do that? That's insane. That's 90, what is it? I mean, 93.76% off groceries? No, that's not a coupon that's ever existed. Ever. That would be bad for business if it did. Also, little side note, the only thing I remember from marketing class in college, I failed out of business school, was that the grocery store's profit is only like 1% on each item sold. They depend on volume. Just a little tidbit. Figured I'd throw in there. So, common sense is not common. Our friends are dumb and rude, not aware of where they are in space and time. And I chalk it up to a lot of just those things and not meanness. Like, people think that the world is, like, mean sometimes, I've heard. Unfair. But I think it's really filled with just a bunch of gullible dumbasses who just don't know what's going on. And you can't really fault them for... I don't know, can you fault them? Like, get a clue, would you? This is insane. What's Facebook's responsibility for letting these idiots fall for these scams that are clearly scams? Don't they have algorithms where they can pick these things out? Not that I want Facebook determining what goes on their, you know, platform, what they get to regulate, but I don't know. I mean, if it's something obvious like that, should they do something about it? I don't know. The other thing that bothered me this week was, congrats to the U.S. women's soccer team, obviously. That's awesome. You know, you won the World Cup for the ladies, for America. And then just this, hey, they need to be paid the same as the men. Which, on the surface, if you look at the argument on the surface, you go, yeah, that sounds right. However, if you just do a quick Google search and you find out how much revenue the men's soccer brings in compared to the women's soccer, you find out that it's like the men bring in 9 times more than what the women do. So there is going to be a pay disparity. That's like saying that I should be paid the same as Mike Calta. Mike Calta is the guy who does the morning show for The Bone. We do the same work, right? We're good at our jobs. I think some would debate that. But, you know, we do good jobs. I do a good job. You know, I work nights. I'm up. I'm working. I'm working a day job. I'm working a night job. I should be paid the same as Mike Calta. No, dummy. I shouldn't be paid. No, me, idiot. I shouldn't be paid the same as Mike Calta because he brings in money to the station. That's when companies buy ads, is during drive time hours. That's how it works. So the morning drive is the big, big earner, followed by the afternoon drive home. That's the second biggest time. So those guys in those slots, or people in those slots, get paid more money. That's just how it works. That's basic economics. It's not a conspiracy. But the response to that is either silence or, no, I don't care. I still want to be paid the same. I do work, so I want to be paid the same. Well, okay, dumbass. We can't do that. People are going to go broke. You won't have women's soccer if that's the case. Nobody cares about women's sports. Sorry. I don't know. Do you want to watch an NBA game or a WNBA game? If you had to pick. Come on. Be fair. That's all I'm asking. You don't have to like it. And you can find ways for maybe those sports to be better. But be fair. Okay. Talk to you in a second. Goodbye.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
Yeah, that freaking soccer chick, man. Holy hell. I saw an interview with her over at MSNBC with Rachel Maddow, I guess, and Rachel asked her, how can we help you earn pay equality? And the lady's response was, well, you can go to games, buy season tickets, buy our jerseys, tell friends about it, just go to the games. So they know they're full of crap. I mean, the pay gap is because the men earn about 9 times more. The men's team earns about $1 billion. The women's team earns about $131 million. And they earn, I think the ladies earn about 13% of that total revenue. The men only earn about 9% of their revenue. So they know it's a lie, and they still bring this stuff. That's a whole other, I should have saved that. Maybe I'll do a HMB sides about that. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Sumi Fink Real Estate with Charles Rutenberg Realty. Sumi is my real estate agent. She helped me find this place that I'm living at right now, hobbled on one leg over a table and talking into a microphone in a tiny room. But it's a beautiful room in here, and it's what I could afford living here in St. Petersburg. You know, that's no easy task finding a place to live in Tampa Bay, especially Pinellas County in general, and Tampa for that matter, that you can actually afford. It's not no easy task, but Sumi did that for me. I literally thought I was going to have to live in my car for a period of time. I'm not even kidding. Sumi came through on this place. I love it here. She did a great job. She'll do a great job for you as well. You can find her on Facebook. You can just put in Sumi, S-U-M-I, then Fink is F-I-N-K, Real Estate. You'll find her. She's got all her listings on there and her contact information. Well, actually, I can give you her phone number. 727-488-3729. So if you're buying, selling, renting, whatever, she will happily help you. And make sure you say that I sent you. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBradio.com is the website. This week on Stay Woke, we talked a little bit about, Epstein, this billionaire mogul guy who's apparently a huge perv and pedophile that rolls with some high rollers in Hollywood and in politics. He got arrested earlier this week, and I had a conspiracy theory that I think I ran past Anna, and maybe you can inform me a little bit if I'm on the right track or not. Stay Woke is a radio program. It's heard at midnights here in Tampa Bay on 102.5 The Bone. You can listen at theboneonline.com. Or you can get the app, because nobody's up at midnight. You have things to do, and I don't blame you, frankly. So get the app, 102.5 The Bone, and you can get Stay Woke on demand along with the other great, fantastic Bone programming that is unique to the station, that's for sure, and unique nationwide. It's one of the few all-talk FM stations in the country, so check it out, would you? So let's listen to this little clip about Mr. Epstein, pedophile extraordinaire, heard on Stay Woke, 102.5, The Bone.
Jeffrey Epstein. Now, to be honest with you, I didn't know who this cat was until he was in the news like a few months ago, I want to say, for something. I mean, I don't know if this was on the same charge or whatnot, but basically, he is a multi-billionaire. And I think he did stuff with hedge funds. Is that right?
He made his money in banking. I don't really know how, but he made a bunch of money doing whatever he was doing. Yeah.
Yeah. It says here, after reports emerged that the financier Jeffrey Epstein was arrested on charges of sex trafficking of minors, links between the financier and President Donald Trump have drawn attention, including a 2002 quote from Trump that Epstein, quote, likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side. He also has ties to, and you posted this on our prep page, that he has ties to Clinton, Trump. Mm-hmm. Let me see who else is in there. It's a crazy array of different sorts of moguls, politicians. I was kind of looking through his history. He was like you said, an investment banker on Wall Street. I think he started his own, I don't even know, company here and there. I need to go through his whole
He's got a deep Rolodex with a lot of Hollywood connections. Mm-hmm. I know there was Alec Baldwin on that list. Jimmy Buffett was on that list.
Yeah.
So he knows a lot of high rollers. I think this is going to be a big deal. I know that Epstein is already trying to flip on people mm-hmm. for less of a sentence.
Right.
And what names are going to come out of this is going to be crazy. I know for a fact that Alan Dershowitz. Was it Alan Dershowitz? I don't want to slander him if it wasn't him.
I think it was. Dershowitz, yep, on the pedophile billionaire's sex jet, yep.
Bill Clinton has been on four flights.
Yep.
Bill Clinton has already come out today and said, I'm innocent. I didn't do any of this stuff. He got a preemptive denial in already. Nobody's accused him of anything.
No. But again, just I feel like the it's not necessarily that his associates would be accused of committing the crime, but knowing about it and not saying anything about it. It says here, Epstein pleaded guilty in 2008 in Florida to one count of soliciting underage girls for sex and one count of adult solicitation, for which he served just over a year in county jail. But this was crazy. And Johnny really got me interested in this story because I was kind of paying attention to the headlines, but you know, I wasn't reading too much into it. I'm like, oh, another rich guy, you know, is soliciting underage girls. I feel like, you know, we've been there, we've done that, we've heard that story. Not that Robert Kraft was doing the same thing, but sort of in this whole soliciting sex sort of thing. So I was like, whatever. But Johnny was saying how deep this goes. Oh, and the fact that he spent 13 years in county jail, but he was able to leave the premises for work. So he was out of jail 16 hours every day. He was essentially just sleeping at jail.
Well, and this is where I think the a lot of the inequality of our society comes from. It's not so much race, I don't think.
Money.
I think it's class. And that's been the big thing. And when you are uber rich and uber wealthy like this, you can buy yourself privileges that ordinary people wouldn't get.
Absolutely.
Whether you're black, white, Chinese, doesn't matter what you are. If you got the money, if you can pay, you can play.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is a big deal. I can't wait to see what names come out in this. I found it so interesting. And you can always tell your ideological friends by what they posted, because my Trump friends were just saying Bill Clinton,
right?
And my Democratic friends were all about this is somehow connected to Trump, and this is Trump's going to be Trump's finished. This is finally going to be the thing. And I was almost thinking today, I believe that there's this deep state where there's government officials that have been in power for many years.
Kind of like an Illuminati.
I wouldn't go as far to say Illuminati, but definitely people in government that have been there a long time and hold a lot of power. And I was almost thinking, I wonder if this is coming out at a time where they didn't get Trump on the Russia collusion thing. He's not going to be impeached for that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they were like, we're going to have to throw the Clintons under the bus, because the Clintons are done now. Hillary doesn't hold really institutionalized power anymore. The Clinton Foundation, which was a $1 billion entity, billions of dollars. Once she lost that election, they don't got no money now. That was a money laundering organization.
Okay.
So my theory is now that I think maybe Trump does have something to do with this. Maybe he was hanging out with Epstein, and maybe he was doing weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
These powerful people, I think you get to a point where just normal models won't do it for you, because you're just banging models constantly, and then you go, what else you got? And then this is when men slip in, and then what's after that? Oh, well, there's younger girls and younger guys, and because it's an epidemic in Hollywood. We've known about this for a long time. So I think potentially that this is coming out, maybe they will get Trump on something with this Epstein dude. And maybe they're just going to throw the Clintons under the bus.
But here's
in order
the thing,
so.
But Trump has guys too. You know, Trump has guys that are.
What do you mean?
Deep
guys?
In power. I'm just like saying people that can help you out, people that can pay you off. You know what I mean? He's well connected, just like this guy is.
He's a billionaire. However, the Clintons are. They've been in power. They've had political power for a long time. Trump has had. He has the connections and he has the money, but
what
he didn't really
mean?
Have the. I mean, he's bought politicians. He even said that in the debates, which was one of the things that really nailed all those people, was I've given money to all you people.
But that's what
and
it is. It's not necessarily about politics. It's about power. It's about money. It's
but
about class.
Politics is power. And when you're the Clintons, and I mean, Clinton was, Bill was the governor of Arkansas for a long time. He was a darling of the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
He was president of America during a golden age when the economy was doing great, and then it fell apart shortly right after.
Mm-hmm.
All those bubbles popped and the bills became due.
Right.
But he was, I mean, and then Hillary became really powerful too right afterwards. So the Clintons have been powerful for a long, like the Bushes. The Bushes
I get
have
it.
20,
I
30 years of continuous power.
I understand what you're saying. It's a dynasty sort of thing.
Yes,
I get you. I get you. But again, like, I wouldn't be surprised if some things like Trump's been able to cover up a lot. I'm sure, maybe. I don't know. I'm sure he has the power too. And he was a bit of a playboy. But here's the thing, though. He can always, there's always plausible deniability. Do I think or know if Trump was involved in any of this and maybe even supplied him with these very young girls? Possibly. Absolutely.
But you know,
could have been the case.
You know damn well that they are going to ask him, was Donald Trump involved in any of this? I know you're buddies. But what is Epstein gonna say? What is it? Is he gonna? Are they gonna bait him with information? Or like maybe it's possible. We have to say that it's not probable, but possible that he was in on this too. I wouldn't be surprised with these. Like I said, with these powerful elites, I think they're into some weird, like demonic stuff. That just ordinary life. Remember we were talking about it? How like you would be afraid if you were rich that the ordinary wouldn't satisfy you anymore because you would have all this. Mm-hmm. You would just have this luxury at all times.
Yeah.
And then you have to go up to the next step. You
right,
got to level
up. No, I get you. Same with why porn is a problem because you're watching all this kinky stuff.
Right.
Try to have sex with a normal, you know, regular Jane and it's not cutting it for you. It's not really getting you where you need to go.
Yep.
I feel like definitely when you're given everything and you're a billionaire and you have private jets and all the models in the world, I definitely think that there's probably an edge when it comes to things that are more taboo. I get that. I absolutely get that. Now, do I think that Trump was involved? I don't know. Could it be possible? Absolutely. Could be very well possible. Now, what I want to know is he was given a plea deal back in 2008 for, the year, the 13 months that he spent in jail, even though it was only 8 hours a day, which isn't even really jail. And that was a plea deal. Now, I wonder if the same sort of thing is going to happen, but the stakes are going to be much, much higher, given that he says, listen, the prosecutor says, listen, we're going to put you in jail for the next 40, 50 years, essentially the rest of your life. You're going to die in prison. Or you can let us know who the hell was in this with you, and we'll give you a lesser sentence. Maybe we'll even you'll be under house arrest. I don't know. And they throw Donald Trump under the bus. I don't know. Could be the case. I didn't realize how deep this went until Johnny started like telling me he went down the Epstein rabbit hole, and I got really excited about it because I really do. I wouldn't even be surprised if this and the Robert Kraft thing somehow intersected and it was part of the same ring.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
You know?
This is they're all connected. All these guys. They all have. Oh yeah, they're and like I said, I think they just get so tired of life and having everything because there's no spice that I think it ends up down these roads where, I mean, you've heard about this in these circles for a long time, like the weird sex parties that they're into, the occult. You know, this is a thing that's. I think they're just looking for more out of life because they have it all as it is.
It was strange because even Epstein's girlfriend at the time. I guess there was an incident in Mar-a-Lago where I think a 15-year-old locker room attendant was, it said sexually assaulted. I don't know if that means groped. I don't know if that means raped. I don't know what that means, but sexually assaulted. And apparently after that point, Epstein was banned from Mar-a-Lago. And this was back in, I want to say like 2002, around there, something like that. Mm-hmm. So that could very well, I forgot where I was going with that point.
Well, anyways. Look, I mean, this, and it's funny too, because we have,
Oh, really quick.
Okay, yeah, go on.
I read that his girlfriend at the time, like, set that up. Like, his girlfriend was bringing young girls to him. So they were both in on it. Everybody's in on this whole thing. I mean, and I was thinking, like, wouldn't that make her jealous? But you got to think, she's got private jets at her disposal. Like, what the hell does she care about a dude? Like, whatever he wants, he'll get because she's living, like, the high life. She's having parties. She's jet-setting to, you know, Mykonos, like, at the flip of a coin. Doesn't matter. So all these people were in on it, and I definitely think it's this sort of, I hate to use the term Illuminati, but this sort of elite class of people that are beyond the law, that are beyond justice. They can pay things off because that's really what's running the country. And we like to think that government kind of takes care of things and we have checks and balances, which we do, especially for the average Joe or even for the above average Joe. But again, there is a very elite group of people where I believe that you can literally get away with murder. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you think about it, people think that government is like made up of these freaking angels and somehow they're going to be like, you know, daddy and mommy that are going to take care of the rest of us. They know what's best for us, Will. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, government is just made up of people
that
are greedy, mm-hmm. that want power, that want money, that want to break the law, but they don't want to pay for what they've done. And they have the ability to do that. And the thing is, even beyond that, is that when you, the more moving parts that you have, like I heard, like Epstein had a madam that was working in France. Like the more connections that you can get, the more convoluted it becomes, the harder it is for the entire thing to go under. Because if one person defects, you've got dirt on so many people that it's like this, its own set of checks and balances.
And I think people don't defect because they know they got their own skeletons in the closet that are demonic, you know, so you can't even really come out. If you knew about this, then what were you doing? And then it's like, oh, yeah, I was doing the same stuff. And then you're in your own trouble there. So they all cover for each other.
And then you're dead. You're part of the Clinton body count.
Potentially.
You know, that's how that works. And because we're working with a different group of people, stuff that you just don't hear about. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you barely hear it seep through. You know, like you'll hear, I remember Seth MacFarlane, the Family Guy. Mm-hmm. Dude, he was given a speech at the, I forgot what award ceremony it was, but he alluded to the Harvey Weinstein thing. The entire audience laughed, and I don't think anybody else got it. Like, the audience didn't get it, because that was just known in those circles. Obviously, a few years later, that broke. Same with Cosby. People in the industry knew what the hell was going on for years.
And they knew, but that's the thing. All these people that are now complaining about it, but then there's pictures of them hugging Harvey Weinstein, you know, a few weeks ago. It's like, okay, you hypocrite. Like, we know your game. We know what you're doing. Now you're trying to cover your tracks because you allowed this to happen.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry, but if you're a young actress and you only get this gig if you sleep with this guy, you're a prostitute. Like, why would you want to do that? I know it's like it's your path to fame and fortune potentially, but I mean, thank God that this is the good thing about that Me Too movement is I don't think this is going to be allowed to continue. And if this Epstein thing, they don't cover it up somehow, which I'm not convinced that they won't, and he won't go free, or he'll be like he was last time, a year in jail, and nobody else is named in this thing.
Then
they covered it up, and I will not be surprised if that happens, because there's probably some big names in this thing that I hope comes out. I hope we can get this cleaned up, but I think it's been rampant for so many years that
it goes so deep, dude.
Yeah,
I'm, sure.
I'm very skeptical that this is going to happen, and that you could just, like, money's power, man, so you can buy all politicians. I told you this once, but my old boss, he used to, he was writing checks for the mayoral candidates, and he wrote one to one guy and one to the other guy, the Republican and the Democrat. And I went, what are you doing? He goes, you just never know. You never know who's going to win and if I might need his ear at some point. So I'm giving him a donation so I can say that I gave him a donation at some point. So he not paid him off, but gave a gift just in case I need something. Mm-hmm. Pretty much is the deal. So think of that on a grand scale, where Trump's given all his opponents money. He gave Kamala Harris money for her bid in California to become attorney general. Sure. Ivanka Trump, she happily took that money then.
Of course.
So it's all a lie. This infighting and stuff, don't let them fool you. They say they hate each other, but they're playing golf with each other on weekdays on a taxpayer dime. It's all a lie. All this fighting stuff is to keep us dummies busy fighting with each other over stupid stuff while these people take everything they can from us.
813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBradio.com is the website. I think something's afoot. I'm not very confident that justice will be served, but who knows what we'll find out. So I'd be curious to know your opinion on that too. So give me a shout. 813-693-2124. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Homemade Podcasts and Homemade Podcasts, Homemade Podcasts with an S, .com. That's a media consulting company. It's my company. If you ever wanted to get into podcasting but don't know how to start, don't know how to get an RSS feed, hardware, software, any of that stuff, I can do that because I'm doing it right now. So if you need help, I can help you. Give me a shout, 813-693-2124. And with that, I believe that'll be all for this week's The Homemade Broadcast. I certainly do appreciate you tuning in, subscribing. There'll be an HMB side that will only be out on the podcast feed, so make sure you subscribe if you would like to hear that. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, I'd like you to stay tuned because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcasts, I really do appreciate it. Tell a friend, subscribe, rate, all that stuff. I really, really, really like you more than a friend. I hope you have a great week. My name is Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. Have a good one. Bye.
Have found the homemade broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.